Welcome to Faked, an original podcast highlighting the underground world of counterfeit illegal items around the world and how to spot them. Whether you're traveling the world or buying online, Faked will be your guide. With your host, Joseph Rowan, you'll explore the many ways counterfeiters can pull off disguising everyday consumer items as the genuine good.
All right, Bobby, welcome to the podcast here. We've got Bobby here. He's the creator of Dupe. And if you're familiar with any of his content here on TikTok, he does have an entire channel. And it seems like things have kind of blown up a little bit on his, which is awesome. Kind of reach is great, especially for the cause that he's trying to put out. So, Bobby, tell me about your background here.
Yeah, so I'm a multi-time entrepreneur. Started all sorts of crazy companies, all in the vein of helping people either get information or products in a more affordable way. So before I started Dupe, I started a company called Candid in orthodontics to help people get essentially like an Invisalign type product for their teeth at 60 or 70% less cost. So I'm all about getting people what they want for less. And that's just following through with the stuff I'm working on with Dupe.
That is amazing. Yeah, that was really, really what stood out with me, at least when I first saw your video, was the fact that you're creating this stuff to just help people out. And That's kind of what my whole gig was about, was making sure that, you know, people weren't getting fake stuff. They weren't being scammed over and they weren't buying inferior products, basically. So yeah, let's discuss the scam that kind of led you to developing this. I was reading a little bit on your website about how you had gotten scammed and it kind of kickstarted. That was the catalyst for starting Dupe.
So, all right. what actually happened is I didn't actually get scammed. That was just like a marketing hook. All right.
Okay.
Let's not mistake a marketing hook for reality. Although it would make a good story if I just kind of leaned into it and said, I actually got scammed. But what actually happens a lot in furniture is most, well, I don't want to venture to say most, but a lot of furniture that people buy is white labeled. Mm-hmm. So it's made by the same sort of factories and they ship it out to these merchants who name the furniture different things and then they price it differently. Mm-hmm. So as an end consumer, it's impossible to know, you know, is the chair here and the chair there the same thing? They absolutely are, but one's $200 and one's, you know, $1,300. That doesn't make any sense. So if you're a consumer, you want to get smarter about that. So I would say, I would call that a scam. All right. Like that feels a little scammy to me.
So is this white labeling basically the terminology for generic? Like when you go to a product, when you go to a store, you see a generic version and then you see
Exactly. So like imagine like, you know, like I made these headphones, right? I made these headphones in my factory and I sold it to you, to your like, Joey's headphone company, and you sold these for $100, and then I sold it to Bobby's headphone company, which is a different company, and they sold it for $300, but it's the same exact headphone. All I'm doing is I'm paying wholesale for it right back to, you know, from the factory, and then I'm just choosing what to price it at. And I think if you're an end consumer, you kind of deserve to know that, you
absolutely
know?
Yeah. I think that's super essential. I think people in the furniture buying, you know, you've been through IKEA and you've been through all these different areas where it's like, gosh, how is the price of this? I've been through a Herman Miller place too. And I almost threw up at some of the prices. I'm like, what the heck? This thing.
I just want to be clear. Herman Miller actually has like incredible.
It's crazy good stuff.
It's like very, very clear. Like these are not, Herman Miller is not white labeled as far as I know. Like that is true, a true design house with real heritage, real culture.
And flagship stuff too, because like isn't there flagship one stuff. Chair basically what everybody kind of copies?
Well, so that the chair behind me, that's an Eames chair. That is a Herman Miller chair. That's actually one of the most famous pieces of furniture that Herman Miller has ever put out by Ray and Charles Eames.
Was that one right there? That one is? Okay.
So that one's from 1958. I think they put it out in 1956, but it was put together by the original team. That is a proper vintage, you know, and so
that's beautiful.
So like Herman Miller's it's an amazing design house for furniture. The stuff that's getting white labeled, yes, there's a lot of lookalike stuff that gets white labeled because you know, look, like most people just can't afford to spend 3 months rent on a chair. Like it's just not
right
to expect that, but I think people deserve to live a life surrounded by beautiful objects, like
Sure.
at a price that's affordable, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, practical stuff.
And that to me was like the real instigator for Dupe. It's, you know, giving price transparency, optionality to consumers, and let them feel the most informed in order to make a purchase that makes them feel good living in their surroundings, especially now we're all spending so much more time at home. Even, you know, now that it's been kind of 3 years since the C word, which I'm not gonna, you know,
Right. Yeah.
I don't want your
The
content
disease that
flag.
not,
Yeah, the
you're right,
disease.
exactly. That shall not
Right.
be named.
We're still spending so much time at home. Let's be around objects we like to look at, right? So that was the impetus, not really a scam, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, I mean, geez, we went when we were going through house hunting, we saw this one house with like one of those conversational pits back in like what, the
I love
80s.
those. Yeah,
Oh,
I love
gosh,
them.
bringing it back. But I love very large furniture just because we like to get together and have games and stuff like that. So it is cool to see. And boy, with large furniture does large prices come with it. So if you could save a couple bucks here and there, just knowing the difference between something that's, you know, legitimate or white labeled or whatever it is, absolutely. So it looks like we may have talked about this already, but what's the elevator pitch for the website Dupe? Just if you wanted to package it together.
So I'll give you kind of the least generous pitch for dupe.com is furniture knockoffs for 90% less or up to 90% less. I think that's like the least generous, right? Like using the word knockoff, I don't think really quite
Yeah, 'cause
doesn't really capture what we're doing with Dupe, if that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, 'cause there's legal terms. Yeah, with like counterfeiting, knockoffs,
Exactly.
and dupes. And dupe being
Exactly.
the most recent kind of out of all of that. Dupe seems to be the or duplicate, but that duplicate's fine, it's not illegal. Yeah, because it's either been out of the copyright law or the copyrights ran out or it's the legal 2 year, 3 year creative.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like for me, duping is about the vibe. It's not
Right.
about, you know, it's not about infringement. We certainly we don't like counterfeits. We don't obviously like scams. We flag, report, and delete results that we think are scams and stuff like that. But to me, like the elevator pitch ultimately is letting people buy the things they want at an affordable price.
Right. Making it accessible to the public.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since there's been I think a real breakthrough in e-com user experience for insurance, right? Like there's a plethora of like coupon apps and stuff, but it doesn't quite capture the journey of shopping, which is treasure hunting.
Yeah, it feels like thrifting almost
Yes.
online,
Yes,
that
exactly.
beauty of
That's the vibe.
walking. Yeah, walking in somewhere, finding something awesome, you're like, I gotta have that. I need that now. And that price is looking too attractive to not have. So,
Exactly. So the treasure hunting aspect of Dupe is, I think, what's making it blow up and why people are loving the product and talking about it and sharing it with friends is because it's the fastest way, I think, on the internet
absolutely.
to treasure hunt. And fun. It's so fun. It's like the lottery. You end up duping a product. You have no idea what's going to come out of the other side of the results. And often you see something and you're just like, oh my God, I can get this basically this thing for 65, 70% less. It's way better than a coupon. I'm all, you know? And so, yeah, like I think it's like a more fun way to shop.
Yeah, and that actually was something. So before you got on here, I was kind of going through it all. I love the fact that you allow that extension to work, you know, where you found something you like up on a website or something, and you just put the dupe.com right in front of it, and it just makes it so easy. And you're not clicking everywhere, and you know, that makes it a lot easier for everybody of all ages and all
Yeah, and you don't have to
technological
install, you don't have to
prowess.
install an app, right? You don't have to sign up.
Yep.
You don't have to write away your life rights in order to use the product. It's totally free to use. Anyone can use it anywhere in the world. And just, yeah, you put dupe.com in front of any product URL and it just magically spins up a landing page, magically finds you similar items or sometimes the same item, and magically saves you money. And that is kind of the user experience breakthrough that I think is worthy of 2024 and like the AI shift that's happening across tech. And so like, yeah, so why we started it is because the technology allows for it right now. And also, I don't know if you know this, Joey, but have you looked at the Google Trends trend for the word dupe,
I
right?
have
Like
not.
up and to the right to 100, like it is flying. There's a generational shift in how people are buying things.
Yeah.
And the word dupe is part of the cultural lexicon of shopping.
Absolutely.
And so just like capturing all of that into one product is just so freaking exciting.
That is super cool. And I love how passionate you are about it for sure. Because, yeah, I mean, I talk a lot about counterfeits. I talk a lot about duping anymore because, specifically in the fragrance world. And I know you may have not expanded into that yet, but it sounds like your applications right now could also go into so many other things. It gets a little more
It is.
complicated, no doubt.
It's complicated. So people have asked us for things like, oh my God, like, can you please do this for wine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
Or
got a whole episode on that.
can you please do this for cigars? Or can you please do this for fragrances? Actually, fragrances has come up so many times at this
Has
point.
to. Anymore, it's ridiculous.
And I think it's like one of those things where you need a human to intervene because there's no way a computer knows what wine tastes like without tasting
Sure.
it. You know what I mean? So it's like
Yeah,
hard to.
even wine aficionados hardly know. You know,
Exactly,
they've been
right?
tricked
Like,
many times over and over.
so I actually think there's something that we might do, which is just create dupe directories in verticals, right? So like a whole new directory of wines, and we'll just ask wine experts, like, hey, this bottle of 2012 Chateau de Neuf, what it, it's like, I don't know, $80 or $100 or whatever. What's the $20 equivalent that might be 2019?
Right.
Or
Where are
can
you
we?
not paying for the name anymore and paying for the
Right. So
product?
it's yeah, so it's not quote a dupe, because these are not probably the same wine, it's not the same grape. But you're gonna get again, it's dupe is about the vibe. You want the
Yes.
vibe of the wine, you want the vibe of the fragrance. Let's get some experts to figure out what the quote dupes are of these fragrances and have a human actually curate that. I actually think that would be really fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Something we might do.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Another thing I was looking at was when I was getting things curated, I said there was somebody that kind of popped up. It was like Lisa is curating this, or you know, is there a team behind this, or is it
Oh yeah.
mostly AI? Okay.
Oh yeah. We call them internally, they're called dupe angels. Because they're little angels. They just fly in and they
Dupe
help you.
angels.
Yeah, they help you kind of figure out how to buy the right thing. And those conversations are amazing. So first of all, people are shocked that there's a real human on the other side.
Sure. Yeah.
Everyone expects to talk to AI. It's like, no. There's actually like a human team here. And these people are very high taste and they're super shoppers. So both of those things matter because they can find you great results fast. So highly encourage people to use the human results. But we get all sorts of crazy stuff thrown at us, like, Gucci bags, but with like a $50 budget. And we just have to be realistic. It's like, guys, like you're not going to get this for $50. So you're wasting your time. Then we get people who request dupes of dupes. Someone named that a dupeception, which I thought was a really fun name for it, just like an inception of a dupe, which is, and then we have at the end of really every conversation, people leave thrilled, and they almost always get the thing they've been looking for at an insanely low price, and the interactions are super encouraging just from the early stages of testing it out. So it's definitely something we're gonna keep scaling up.
That is great to hear. Sorry, I had somebody in the comments on live ask or said they couldn't hear the host. So I was seeing
Oh.
if it was me or you that they couldn't hear. But yeah, that is some really good stuff. Hang on. Let me get this back up. Sorry, you have so many windows. I have so many windows up that it's like
Yeah, totally.
okay. So yeah, so how does your team differentiate between like the duping and counterfeit? So if there's counterfeit things out there, because no doubt, you know, there's tons of websites out there that either these people are crawling, are they just crawling like the websites using like I guess somewhat like API or something like that, or yeah,
Yeah,
so they're
so we have yeah, so we it's a good question. So first of all, I think I don't know if your listeners are fully up to speed, but these are not the same thing, right? Fakes and dupes are not the same thing.
yes.
Really important to distinguish between the two. We don't condone fakes and counterfeits, trademark infringement, stuff like that. We just have a fairly low tolerance of it. We do our best not to promote it. I mean, we're a small team, three people. Right. So like three people can only do so much when you have like hundreds of thousands of people using this thing. But we've already like blocked a ton of scam sites. thousands of them actually. There's entire directories online, and we scrape those directories, and then we bring those, like, remove those sites from our results. But there is a difference, right? So like you have originals, which are brand names that we all know. And then there's this like 50 shades of gray in the middle. That's what I would call the dupe world. There's on the other end of the barbell is like a proper fake, like something that is, quote, pretending to be a Rolex or a Gucci or whatever, and they slap the logo on there, so there's clear trademark infringement. We don't condone that.
Gotcha.
But the 50 shades of gray in the middle, that's a very interesting space. We don't like we're not in the business of telling people what their taste should be and telling people what they can and cannot buy. That's just, we're at the end of the day, dupe is a link router. That's like the best. It's like Google is, right? You go to Google, you do a Google search, they've got a page of links, and they route your click somewhere. That's basically what we're doing with dupe results. And so as far as we are concerned, everything in that 50 shades of gray is fair play because it's legal and users want it, and they should not be restricted from clicking and doing their own research to figure out whether or not they want to buy it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, absolutely. I'm kind of in and out getting this thing started. It looks like they can't hear me. But yeah, that does make sense. There's that middle area to where you've already blacklisted the websites to create a reputation for yourself to always push the good stuff and push the actual dupes, the
And
people
by
that
the way, we
aren't.
also let users report scams to us, right? So on any one of those results, if you think it's a scam, just report it.
Oh,
And
that's amazing.
then we have an algorithm in the background that looks at traffic to a page versus percentage of people that have reported scams on a specific link. And then we just determine whether or not this is a scam. We automatically remove it. So yeah, like that's happening on the background as well.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, that was the trust that I kind of was thinking about as how are consumers going to go on this and just assume the trust is there and the reputation because
Right.
it's yeah. All
We've
right.
also started verifying brands. I will say there's like a third layer of trust that we're bringing to the pages, and we're probably going to do more stuff to help lend credibility to link clicks. You have to understand, like, there are a lot of scams that are really smart. They're very intelligently put
Oh,
together. They're very
absolutely.
clever
Yes.
about
Yep, they're
living
just
things.
business. I mean, it's business is what it is. It's just used for the wrong. That's what I always talk about. Everyone always thinks, oh, scammers are dumb and they can be easily found out. No. These are businessmen that are using
100%.
it against you. Yeah, just
100%.
nefariously.
It's like an active cat and mouse game. And we want dupe to be the best defense against it for people going shopping. It's a long road to get there. But we're getting better every day at making sure that we have the tech and the right sort of ethics in the company, I would say, to deliver on that promise even better over time.
There you go. Yeah. So you guys are doing a lot of research then about
Yeah,
this stuff. Just a
we
lot of
research.
research all the time.
Yeah, we're researching the stuff all the time. And people report scams. We research the site. Often it's not a scam. Like people will put like Wayfair.com down as a scam. It's like not. It's not. It's not. It's just
Yeah, it's like
not.
clearly not. Yeah. You
It's
just
like
had a bad
Alibaba is not
experience.
a scam. Like
Yeah. You had a bad
AliExpress is
experience in this
not
game
a
now.
scam. Exactly.
Well, here we'll move on to how do you see this website being received by like big chair or big designer?
Yeah. So the thing that has struck me as the maybe most interesting thing about this product is the intention is to find the lowest price, but we've seen people use it for reverse dupes. So they find the dupe, but they want to find either the original or a higher quality of that product. That has been shocking. Now, I did not expect that to happen. And that happens in the human chats as well. People will often, sometimes we'll get this insane budgets, like, hey, I need the Gucci back for $50. But often we'll get like someone sending us the dupe result page for a $300 chair or a $300 coffee table and say, oh, my budget's $2,000. And then we're confused. We ask them, well, do you mean $200? And I know, no, I want a better quality version. So help me find a better quality version of this table. And we're driving a lot of clicks to quote big furniture, whatever that means.
Oh, that's so interesting. And that's a great sell to them too. Yeah,
You know what's
knowing
so
into the
fascinating?
brand.
I actually don't think there's a whole lot of overlap between the market of people who want a $2,000 coffee table and the market of people who want a $200 market coffee table. These are
Right.
not the same audience.
No, it's not like if, well, I didn't find one for 50, so I guess I need to go buy that $5,000 table. No, they already aren't going to buy the
Exactly.
$5,000
You
table.
nailed
So
it.
that makes sense.
You nailed it. And then the second thing that Big Furniture is going to love about us is all of these hundreds of millions of people that use Pinterest. And Pinterest is full of these images that are not shoppable. And if you go to Pinterest and type dupe.com in front of any product image, we will make that Pinterest page instantly shoppable. And often, because those images are so beautiful, they have high quality furniture in them. So often you'll see that the table was made at Big Furniture or this big brand, and we drive the click to that brand. So in a world in which they were previously not discoverable, Dupe now makes them discoverable. So I actually think that we're like the best friend to the whole histogram, the whole histogram of furniture brands.
Yeah, you're kind of like the travel agent of furniture at this point. Like,
That's
hey,
a
here's the
funny way to
best
put it.
deal. This is the best deal, except you're not outdated like they are, like travel agents. But okay, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I just went to Pinterest and
Right.
it kind of pretties it all up.
Pretties it all
It
up and
looks
shows
like
all the
Megan from
products.
Dupe here. Megan from Dupe is the one that curated the results here. So yeah, interesting stuff. Yeah, I oh my gosh. I mean, how do you look at this and be like, I want to, it's $501 for some mid-century white Scandinavian teak chest. I want to spend 5,000 on that. I don't want that
Right.
$501 one. That's
but those people exist.
they do. I have friends. I have a bunch of doctor friends, and boy, if something was $50, there's no way they'd buy it. They're
No.
just like, no, there's no way. There's no
No,
way.
yeah, it's probably gonna, but again, we cannot impose that worldview
100%.
on with a kind of broad brush across the world because people are at different points of their lives.
Absolutely. There's a reason they make one ply toilet paper versus three.
And my
It's like,
favorite, Joey, my favorite is when people comment on our videos, and they say, well, you're just pawning off design theft. So first of all, we're not, but
right.
also second of all, they're commenting with an Android phone. And the irony in that is, of course, that Android is design theft of iPhone. And
Yeah.
so, right? It's like we are surrounded by quote design theft. I would
Right.
call it's design inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah.
And history is littered with examples
Nearly
of,
every food you consume.
well, nearly every food you consume, it's littered with objects around you that used to be only for the upper class of the world, the top 1%, that became mainstream because someone had the gumption and the fortitude and the focus and the money to figure out how to make it mass scale. Most cars you buy are ripoffs of high-end cars, right? Like
Absolutely.
almost you buy a Corvette, it basically looks like a freaking Ferrari. I mean, you know what I mean? Is that a dupe? Yeah, I would say, yeah, that's a dupe, but that falls in the 50% gray area. That is not design theft, if that makes sense. So you have to allow for that. Otherwise, people just don't enjoy the things that they own in their lives. And those things actually matter because you spend a lot of time with those things. So yeah, like that is at least how we see the world.
Right. Yeah, that's super valuable stuff. I actually just found out I have 10 minutes left on this Zoom call. Apparently, they've limited what I
All right.
had. So, awesome. So, what are some of your favorite pieces? That's actually what I maybe the chair behind you might be one of them, but I wanted to talk about kind of some of your favorite pieces as well.
Yeah, I mean the ones, there's a lot of stuff that gets asked for. One of them we have not been able to dupe that's been asked for a ton is something called the Teddy sofa.
Teddy, so if I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, which basically is a sofa that rolls out into a quote conversation pit. And it or into a mattress. I guess it's trying to be a conversation pit mattress or something. And we've not been able to dupe it. I love that piece of furniture, the
That
Teddy
is
sofa,
sick.
beautiful piece of furniture. The cloud sofa, obviously, everyone wants
Yeah.
a dupe of the couch. And there's all sorts of lighting fixtures and stuff from RH that when people send us, I mean, this is the other thing too. People's tastes have been very surprising. I have run into so much good furniture because people have such good taste when they dupe. And they send us things like when they reach out to our humans for help. And I'm just like, man, that is such a cool piece of, either a coffee table or a light fixture or a floor lamp or something.
So you're always browsing, when you're going places, you're always looking at furniture.
Totally. I mean, yeah, it's like now I can't get away from it. Every time I see something, we're launching a feature here this week quietly to see if anyone uses it, where you're just going to be able to snap a photo with your phone and it'll find you like right in your browser. You don't need to download anything.
Just right in the
So
browser.
yeah, so you go to dupe.com, you snap a photo, and it'll just show you dupes of whatever. It could be a speaker, it could be a shoe, it could be a piece of furniture. And I think that's
Oh,
like,
that's super cool. Yeah. Bring
I
it
think
just
that goes
real
viral.
world.
I think people are going to love that.
Yeah. Real world application. I'm on board for sure.
Totally.
And then we did talk about expansion of Dupe in the future, to other applications. And yeah, I was looking at your website here, and it looks like as of now you are in, what is it? You got accent chairs, lighting, seating. And then coming soon would be home office, kitchen, outdoor storage
Yeah.
surfaces. So you're trying to get in the entire basically home improvement world, basically.
Well, to be clear, so what you're looking at, so we dupe anything. We could
You do
dupe
pay. Okay.
a shoe. Like if you go to like anthropology.com and find a nice dress, we can dupe that dress. Like we can, if you go to Nike and you type dupe.com in front of any Nike shoe, we'll dupe that shoe. It all works out of the gate. We're focusing the marketing on furniture just to make it easy to explain the product.
Okay.
And also there's a lot of price discrepancy between brands and furniture. So it's a very considered purchase. So we decided to focus on that. But what you're pointing out, that little directory is just some of our favorite things that we've duped with our humans for
I
people.
see. Okay, so you've got the
And so
cloud.
we're gonna fill that stuff out. So yeah, those are manually curated. Our team finds something for someone and they say, oh, this would be really nice for someone to just browse randomly on our website. So let's put it up on this section. So yeah, in about 7 days, that whole section will be completely full of stuff.
Sweet. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, dupes we're loving. Yeah. So, have you ordered any of these dupes before and either found problems in some of them or just felt like, hey, these might be almost better than the originals that I've actually sat in or experienced?
Yeah. So this is where it goes into like I don't impose my standards, taste,
Gotcha.
price point on anyone else. So I don't personally buy dupes, right? Like I've got a RH Cod sofa. I've got, like a really nice Pottery Barn lamp that I tried to dupe because it was so bloody expensive and
Yeah, Pottery
they just
Barn's
didn't
crazy.
yeah, they just didn't make a good dupe. So I just bought the damn thing because I love this lamp so much. The Eames chair is real. But I save my money to make these purchases, and these are extremely expensive things to buy.
Right.
Because for me, I actually spend time, like a lot of time on these things. Like I sit down on them and I spend a lot of time on it. And so,
Work on them and stuff,
like I,
yeah.
yeah, so like I want the original, I want the real thing. And for people who want that, dupe is still great because you can find Eames chairs, real ones, for much cheaper if you use dupe, right? So I will say I haven't personally bought a whole lot of dupes. If any, at least to my recollection, but there's no way I don't own some dupes without realizing it. Like there's just
Sure,
no,
yeah.
I've got so much furniture in this house. Like what's original? Who's to say what's original? I don't know what's original anymore. I just buy the things that I like.
Yeah, most of the stuff's not even traceable anymore. Like when you look back, you're like, gosh, I mean, who
There's
invented
no
this? What's the original supplier?
provenance. You nailed it. There's no provenance in furniture. It's really hard to know who was the original designer. And I would say just like art, it is a very fluid form of design that is massively inspired. The new designers are standing on the shoulders of giants. Pull forward all of the things that worked in the past into things that work today. I mean, just take, for example, the Louis mirror from RH, right? It's designed. It's this like tall, ornate mirror, which I have one of, but that mirror looks like something that belongs in Versailles Palace. I'm
Right.
pretty sure that the provenance of that mirror is some guy in like
Hall of mirrors going
the
down. Yeah.
1700s. Yeah, exactly. Like the Hall of Mirrors, exactly. Like some guy in the 1700s who designed it. That's probably the provenance, but he probably stole that design from some other Renaissance artifact, maybe that he or she saw in Italy. Like, who the hell knows where these things come from? And yeah, I think you just buy the thing you like at a price you can afford and you live your life and
Exactly.
you
And if it
feel
has
good about
reviews on
it.
it, that's even better. Yeah, when you
Exactly.
get to look and see, oh my gosh, somebody was really happy about this. They don't know the difference between it at this point. Reviews are off the chain. That stuff's super good. I'm a review whore, I should say. I take forever to buy cars. I take forever to buy bourbon is one of my big things. So I was excited to hear maybe potentially what you might be doing in the future
Oh man,
about
alcohol's another
bourbon.
one. You need a human. You need a
You do
human.
100%. I
Need a human.
mean, and you need a good one. I mean, it's
A good
not
one.
just
A
salesmen.
connoisseur. No, you need a
Salesmen,
connoisseur.
they lie to you. Yeah, a lot of them, they don't know.
I think so you just yeah, you just touched on something that I wanted to I'm having a kind of a brain
That's okay.
verbal breakdown, but you just touched on something that I think was actually pretty important. I'll see if it comes back to me.
No, it's okay.
I'll see if it comes back to me. But anyway, yeah, bourbon's a good one. Whiskey's a good one. Scotch. I mean, all those things are great. Anything that requires taste buds, don't get a computer
No,
to
they're
try
so
and interpret.
subjective. There's
You
many
need that.
notes, there's influence, there's history, there's all this stuff that affects it. Yeah, I mean, I have $10,000 bourbon collection, possibly more than that upstairs. So
Woo!
it's, oh, I'm a huge, so I live in Ohio and Kentucky is
All
bordering dust.
right,
I own a
all
bar.
right, all
I own a
right.
bar
Well,
and
you just
restaurant
pulled
as
that one
well.
out of the bag. What's your
Yeah,
favorite?
yeah.
What's your
I'll
favorite
bring you
bourbon?
through. I'll bring you through sometime. Maybe
What's
for
your favorite?
so bourbon, it's a hard one because I'm an old fashioned guy. I love old fashions, so I have specifics for old fashions. And then on the rocks, I wouldn't dare make into an old fashioned some of that stuff. So I actually love a good Willett, and I go to Buffalo Trace a ton. I have a bunch of allocated from them. So huge Buffalo Trace guy, Eagle Rare. I mean, those are quintessential, I think. I'm a Woodford guy,
I mean,
absolutely. But
the my liquor guy locally once pulled out a Buffalo Trace from behind his counter and he was like, "Have you heard of this brand?" I said, "No." I bought a Buffalo Trace for like 50 bucks and then I researched the price and I was so upset that it was like a $29 bourbon that
it's like a $30. You can grab it from there. They
I was
out.
seeing right there, that's a scam. That really
Yes.
pissed me
See. Well, they actually
off.
limit now. They limit you. So if you go, you kind of get put in purgatory after you go. They have a wristband they give you when you go to the
Right.
place, and they sell you two every time you can go. But then they'll have an allocated that you can buy it at normal pricing. But they did that because people would just resell immediately. They would go out.
Right.
It's free to go there, so it's not free to buy it. But then you
It's a
go
good
buy it.
bourbon. It's a
Some
good bourbon. They
great.
make the Pappy Van
They make the
Winkle.
Pappy, and I got one bottle of that,
Oh, there we go.
15 year,
Have
and
you broken it in?
I haven't broken it open, but I've had it before. I have a tenant of ours. He is a luxury bourbon connoisseur, and he buys 3 bottles a year, sells 2 of them, basically at a profit to make up for the one that he drinks every year. And he's poured out a couple shots for me, which has been awesome.
That's so cool.
But I am actually at the less than 1 minute left for a recording here
All right.
for this
Everyone go
Zoom
check
meeting.
out dupe.com,
Yeah,
DUP.
definitely check out Duke. Oh my gosh. I guess I'm still in March Madness. Talk about Duke. But yeah, so check out dupe.com. This is amazing. I love Bobby. Having him on here was awesome. This is great. And we'll be hopefully doing some more stuff.